more you listen,
the better person you become.
I don't know. Is there room for improvement?
Come on. You know there's room for improvement.
Connect to TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
The gay sex talk. You get that email?
That's I can't find me. That. Oh, no, he must send that exclusively to you.
Yes, he does. Well, there was a tweet earlier, and I think I... Yesterday.
Whatever, dude.
Okay, here it is. We're talking about yesterday pitching and catching. This guy calls it top and bottom. You know, we can call that too.
The dynamics of a man on man.
Hey, everyone, just wanted
sexual
to start
relationship.
Wanted to start off by saying I appreciate the compliments on the commentary on my tweet. That was a guy who called himself, remember, the Patriot, Omaha Patriot.
Yeah, I saw.
Talked about
stuff.
Gay sex. Yeah. Once again, it was a pleasure and a laugh to listen to. A couple more comments on what was said, but I don't want to steal the stage from anyone else. No, you're the gay guy. You're our guy.
Yeah, we can't we can't take that stage.
No, steal from anyone else. There's more experienced gay men who want to speak intelligently on this subject. When it comes to the bedroom life, it's bland and mundane. It's old-fashioned, conservative, heterosexual, as you can get while still being gay. Okay, well, no, that I get it. I exclusively pitch. And for more common phrase, it's top. My partner catches bottoms. I don't know if there are, if you can use terms on the radio. Well, yes, you both those are fine. Well, y'all know what it means. In fact, when we started dating, my partner, and this is all stick of the tape, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, by the way, my partner's keep a guy talking. Named Todd, by the way. When people ask me who's your partner, I say, Todd. It's a business thing. In fact, when we started, it was my partner who told me that he never wanted to pitch, which is fine with me because I've never really enjoyed the sensation of having blah, blah, blah. Sorry to break up your hearts, guys.
Oh, damn it.
But I'm an exit-only kind of guy. Apparently, we're not, though. This group's not. However, at least my own experiences, it's much more common to find that other gay men who want to give and take 50-50 is more common.
I would think.
Yeah. Switch hitters.
Well, because that's how you'd find more guys to go out with, right?
Yes.
All right.
That would double your chances, I would think.
Now, he's right about this. To be honest, as candidly as you all talked for as long as you've been on the air, I'm shocked you haven't talked about this before. And we probably have, but maybe not in as graphic a terms in the past.
No, we just, well, we don't have the experience.
Yeah. Y'all are right. I've found a keeper, and no, you can't have his number. That's right. We found the only one to catch, and we wanted his number. Somebody threw out they wanted a number. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. And, thanks for reading. I won't say your first name, but thank you, man. Appreciate that. All right.
Do they at least reciprocate
orally?
They do.
I think that's a great question. Yes, I heard they do.
There's only one way to find out.
Who said they do? We both watch a show, Shameless, those two dudes. You know the guys you're talking about. One pitches, one catches, but when it comes to the other thing, no, they both take turns.
Sometimes they just bet on it.
Like me and Chris.
Yeah.
There's a scene here in this season where they're
betting on it.
Like they were playing video games or something against each other, and loser had to perform.
Yep.
Well, perhaps you can clear up the definition of a power bottom for me. I always like to bill myself as a power bottom, and I don't know what that means.
Well, we know you're catching.
Yeah.
But we don't know. Maybe you're catching hard.
But, does that mean you're catching with enthusiasm?
That's what it sounds like.
You're giving back?
That's what I'm thinking. That's why I picture it.
Because if you're a top-only guy, don't you want a power bottom?
I think I would.
Sounds a little more participatory.
Right.
You sound like you're chumming the water here, Todd.
No, it just sounds like you're a little less submissive.
You've always said you're a power bottom.
Well, that's what it says here.
Power bottom is a little more active?
Yes. Takes charge.
So
playing a more dominant, aggressive, and commanding role.
Yeah.
Like you mean it.
Yeah, that's what you... I would label you a power bottom then, Todd, if that's the definition.
Oh, yeah. That's that's some grinding. You got to do a little grinding.
Here are the players that had the 91-year-old Christopher Plummer include in our Deadpool, Craig's Deadpool, that is, include but are not limited to Estefan the Great, Famous Anus, Gas Passer.
Famous Anus.
Love My Dog. Let's see. Macabre Bob gets a hit. As does... this guy apparently has a brother or something named Peter who has rickets.
All right.
He says his Peter has rickets. Necrocurious gets a hit, as does Party Parrot Pat Down. Pastor of Muppets gets a hit.
That's a good one.
I'm going to mess that one up. So I'll let that go. Toxic Chaka Khan gets a hit.
Chaka Khan.
Trolling for toes and wipe your toast on me.
God of Thunder had Leon Spinks, right?
Yes.
But not on the same list as your first hit?
Right.
Okay.
Two separate lists.
All right.
Yeah, over 450 players had
Leon.
Wow.
Leon Spinks.
We had a nice conversation at the kid that, well, he's not a kid now, and a man who worked with Leon when he was 16 in Columbus. We told that story earlier in case you missed that. Leon spent some years in Columbus, Nebraska, and people loved him there.
Bussing tables at a McDonald's.
That was first, and he was at the YMCA, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was a custodian.
Yeah, that guy that called was a nice phone call earlier. You can check out the podcast. Been battling cancer for about 5 years. Is that right, Craig?
At least,
that's
yeah.
That's why 400 people had him. Okay.
Yeah, long time.
He's only 67.
Yeah, I guess if I have him on one of my lists, it should be blatantly obvious.
Yeah.
There's going to be hundreds of people that have him.
Oh, man.
What?
All right. It is.
Is there a leaderboard change, by the way?
Yeah.
There is?
Yeah, there is.
All right. Is there four hits yet? Or is there still
five
three?
Hits? Somebody's
five hits? Five.
Man,
yeah.
That's insane.
It's not even Valentine's Day yet.
That's insane.
Yeah. One player has five hits. Tyler's Tupperware Turd has five
hey.
Hits.
Hey, good name.
Now leading the four-hit league is Peanut Butter for WeGo.
And aren't there about 15, 20 at four or something? We got a bunch at four.
Tyler's Tupperware Turd has five hits?
Yeah.
13, I think.
Yeah.
Four.
Is that where you showed up with the turd and they told you you didn't need it?
Yes.
And you said keep the Tupperware?
I was having some issues because I was depressed. My mom passed away years ago and didn't know that's what it was. Thought it was more something more internal down around the crotch area. So I went to a urologist, and I'm like 30 years old. I walk in this urologist and the whole place is full of old dudes. So I'm already feeling out of place. And they checked me and they said, everything seems okay. But originally they told me to bring bring a stool sample.
Does that make you
apparently
even...
they said they'd be prepared to give a stool sample. Didn't hear that right.
That's
walked
a big
in,
difference.
Walked in with a partial turd. I wasn't going to be weird. In Tupperware, put it on the desk as I'm signing up. Now, there's a, and she goes, what's that? It's my stool sample. Oh, she goes, you got to do that here. I said, what do you want me to do with it? I go, can you throw that away for me? She goes, yes. So that guy jumped on that story from years ago.
Does that make you even more depressed if you walk out with the stool sample you came in with?
It didn't help, right. Todd. It didn't help. You knew me back then, too, when I was having those problems. So, yeah.
Yeah, if you walk back out with it, you just say to yourself, look, this is a day I'm not going to speak of anymore.
Yeah.
Well, everything about it was embarrassing. You know, I'm at that age, you never really go to the doctors. You're healthy. You're fine. You definitely don't go to urologists. Walk in with a bunch of old dudes sitting around.
With your turd in your hand.
With my turd in my hand.
Sorry you're down. You're going to carry your own turd around for no reason.
Worst part about that visit was... also didn't know that they were going to, you know.
Oh.
Because it's a urologist.
Moon River.
They got to check everything.
Well, that'll keep you coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we got emails late in the show Friday. Craig did a story about the refractory period. And apparently, according to Don't Say My Name, a little pagan reduces that refractory period.
Oh.
And you can, as a guy, have multiple prostate orgasms. From a good pagan.
Yeah, tell me something.
According
I don't know.
Don't know my name. Don't say my name.
Bring it on.
I don't think that would work in my house.
Have you asked?
Hey, you never know. Hey.
You felt like you were pegging that second half yesterday,
what
right?
Do you plow me that I'll be ready for round two? I'll take she'd jump on that.
Yeah, that's right. A good point. Yeah, I can go again, honey, but you know what you gotta do.
I told you guys I had a similar the at the office at the desk at the urology after having the vasectomy, and you have to bring back a sample.
Right.
And I walk in there, and they had given me the sample cup and a little bag to put it in.
Right.
So that, you know, this was standard operating procedure for them.
Right.
I walk in and put and set it on the desk. And I said, I'm here to drop off a sample. And there's five or six other guys in the waiting room. And the nurse, full voice, says, is that urine or semen?
You said yes.
I had to go,
both.
That's semen, man.
Yeah. Nope, that's semen.
But that was, I mean, that was all that had to be done. I just had to drop it off and leave,
you're
and she
semen.
Had to make it weird.
Well, I think during our masturbation contest.
Yes.
It was a sperm count contest.
Yeah.
Right. You were,
Todd won the the masturbation contest. You were quicker.
I finished first.
Yes, you did.
We were supposed to just leave
it's
our
not
sample
a race.
In yeah. the room. But
you took it out, I know.
Yeah, I was so used to dropping off a sample at the desk that I took it out of the room and gave it to the lady at the front desk.
It was a sperm count contest, but you're right.
You could have just left that in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe you made it a masturbation contest.
I thought you wanted to see it.
Right, for me, it was a masturbation contest
because
my count was zero.
And you won.
Yeah, it was not a race that day.
It was for Todd.
We were not trying to come in first place.
You won.
If I recall, I finished first, and I had a zero count.
And you knew that going in.
You knew that going in, Todd.
I did. But, you know, somebody's got to be the control in that experiment.
No, you just wanted to masturbate with the rest of
that
us.
That, too. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, good point. Get in line.
The entrepreneurial spirit is resilient, and U.S. Bank is here to make sure that no matter what unknown pops up, business owners know that we have their back. Because problem solvers are the ones that keep us all moving forward by finding ways to close gaps, even when distances are being kept everywhere. So whatever you need to adapt and evolve your business, U.S. Bank is here to support you. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Texas Republicans.
No, that can't be good.
The state GOP chair in Texas, Alan West, recently said that Texans should be able to vote on secession from the United States of America.
Yeah, go for that.
He wants Texas to become an independent nation. People from both parties said, you're an idiot.
Yep, they are.
The bill is called the Texas Referendum Independence Act, or TexIt. Could be introduced any time now.
Did he ask the big cities and anybody with a half a brain in Texas?
Well, he asked everyone he could find with half a brain.
Exactly.
Or less.
Good point.
And they were just all around him.
Yeah,
that's the circle he travels in.
That is exactly.
Is the half brain crowd.
Exactly. I think they rule the bigger cities, you know. There's a Republican chick in Virginia. See that story?
No.
State senator? She's against, they're looking to legalize weed in Virginia now, and she's against it because of overdoses and deaths. Lots of them. Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't seen it, Craig. It's out there now, so if you can do some investigating on that. You're not really investigating, you just click the story, you'll see it.
Wow.
She says massive, like tons of overdoses and weed deaths.
Is she getting her information from our governor?
No, she gets it from her ass.
Well, that's where he gets his information.
That's right, Todd.
Is that where he's been looking?
Yeah. I mean, literally, she says, I had a woman come into my office crying because of all the weed overdoses.
That'd be great, because if somebody's real upset about that, you can be like, hey, you're fine. Like, that's not a thing.
No.
You're lying. You're lying.
If there's a lethal dose of THC, Tyler and I would have died in Wichita.
Oh, that ain't no crap.
Yeah. I would have died last weekend. Or was it the weekend before that?
That's an update.
I finally got a handle on the edibles this weekend.
Yeah, because
Virginia... Took 3 weekends of experimenting, but I finally found the dose.
Good.
What's the dose?
30, 40.
For
now,
you.
Is that on an empty stomach?
I think that's a huge deal, Craig. You're right.
It's a huge deal.
I know it is.
Yeah, I had it for a dessert. I had eaten.
You had a full belly.
Huh. Are you making brownies?
Yeah.
All right.
I got to try something different. Like maybe a nice pasta dish.
Yeah.
I suppose whatever you could bake, you could put that butter into, huh?
You're going to make like a fettuccine sauce or
yeah.
something?
Yeah. But then again, I don't know how you would dose that out.
That's true.
It's only one way to find out.
Yeah.
Experiment, I say, experiment, experiment.
I say you eat all of it and then work your way back.
Okay. You sleep through Saturday, you had too much in there.
You can kind of OD on that stuff, but it's not going to kill you.
You fall asleep.
It's not a lethal overdose.
Yeah, you fall asleep.
Oh, you can go out of your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. If there was a lethal dose, I would have been transporting two dead bodies home from Wichita that morning. You guys would have had it.
I liked it, the perfect dose. I thought that was great.
What's that in the combination of the Bud Light we were drinking?
And I had a couple of vodka Red Bulls, too.
And no food. If you recall, we were not fed that evening.
No.
I think we arrived about 6 o'clock, and then the guy with the brownie showed up about 6:05. And then the guy
and
inside,
you were hungry.
And then the night went downhill.
The guy at the interest was feeding us Bud Light all night.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had a similar dose a couple weekends ago.
The Arby's
were you rocked. Freaked out?
The Arby's rocked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
a couple of times where I thought my heart was coming out of my chest.
2 weeks ago? All right.
What did you do?
I just wrote it out. I just laid back and rode the wave.
Do you have music on or anything?
No, just voices in my head.
Oh, God.
Nick.
Remember, this is the guy who can drive for 8 hours with the radio off.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'll always turn something on the TV to go to bed. My wife's like, why do you do that? I'm like, I'm not. I'm just going to lay down on the pillow and be alone with my thoughts trying to sleep? That's not going to happen.
That ain't going to work, right?
Oh, that's frightening.
Yeah. Did you have trouble falling asleep last night, Nick? Because it sucks when your team loses. I'm not dwelling on it. I'm just saying I know that feeling.
But we should dwell
on
it.
Did you have trouble falling asleep last night?
Not when I initially laid down. Like, when I woke up throughout the
night.
Then
you wake up throughout the night.
Then I was like, they got their asses kicked.
I go into work tomorrow. Luke's going to call. If you missed Luke's call earlier, check it out on the podcast. He brings it home.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. He did.
Sad news here, but not if you're not traveling. Jamaica is facing a weed shortage, they say.
How the hell did that happen?
I've been in Jamaica
of all the
a long
places,
time.
Did they smoke at all?
Yeah. Well... no, heavy rains, followed by an extended drought.
Got it.
An increase in local consumption and a drop in the number of marijuana farmers have caused a shortage of the marijuana in Jamaica. They authorized a regulated medical marijuana industry and decriminalized small amounts of weed back in 2015. People caught with a couple of ounces or less are supposed to pay a small fine and no arrest, no criminal record. The island also allows people to cultivate up to 5 plants. Rastafarians are legally allowed to smoke the weed for sacramental purposes, but enforcement is spotty. Tourists and locals buy the weed on the street, but it has gotten scarce on the street, and when you can find it, apparently it's more expensive.
Marley would have been 76, I think it was Friday or Saturday. I think I saw that, yeah.
Saturday, I believe.
Yes.
It's not legal there.
No, it never was. It was funny when I...
Well, we just said
that
they decriminalized small amounts of weed in 2015.
Yeah.
They have authorized a regulated medical marijuana industry. People caught with 2 ounces or less of cannabis are supposed to pay a small fine and face no arrest or criminal record.
Yeah, they actually started to make it better. 20 years ago, it wasn't. That was weird. When I got there, I thought one of the locals was talking to me, and he said, no, it's they don't like weed around here. I said, it's Jamaica, but, you know...
Now, the reason that people can't get their...
That was 20 years ago. They have actually moved on with the times.
The reason people can't get their non-medical weed is because of the COVID measures, including a curfew that was for 6 p.m. That meant that farmers could not tend to their fields as at night like they usually do. One example they give is of a guy named Kendrick Wallace. He cultivates a couple acres with the help of 20 other farmers. He said... A lack of roads forces many farmers to walk their fields and to get water from wells and springs, and you can't do that at night thanks to the curfew now. So, and then people that live there are smoking more as well.
It's like Russia being out of vodka.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. You fly to Jamaica and you can't find weed.
Apparently, you can find it in their legal dispensaries, but it costs 5 to 10 times more.
Okay, well, tourists will pay that, but you're right, the locals.
Well, it's medical.
Oh, medical. Okay. Did you say you got a sore back for the week?
For the week? I don't know how they
I'm
how
here for
works.
A week. My back is sore. Can I get a car?
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Now, it's been a while since I've been to Jamaica, but
me too.
When you went there, were you greeted at the tarmac?
Guy tried to sell me blow.
Yeah, me too.
I was in the cab. And my wife used to smoke cigarettes at the time. She was outside having a cigarette, and I'm in the van, and the guy walks up to me, you know, and long hair, beard, younger, and he just does this to his nose. I'm thinking, oh, man, yes, but no.
Right, sweet.
That was my mind. And my favorite part about the story was when we landed at the hotel, there was like 3 couples. With all our bags on one big thing, and the guy walking us around, taking us to each room, we were the youngest couple. The other couples were older. And my wife was only like 24 at the time, and my girlfriend at the time. And we're walking around, and I realized we're the last people he drops off. And I realized in the hotel, I'm thinking, he could have dropped us off first. We were real close to our room. Well, that was a reason.
Potential customer.
At the end, yes. He goes, hey, you need anything? Let me know.
Yeah, we had that same experience.
And I was more of an alcoholic then anyway, which things haven't changed. So I said, yeah, I'll let you know.
When we got off the cruise in Nassau in the Bahamas.
Yep. Funky Nassau.
4 feet off the dock, somebody's walking up to me offering me weed.
Right.
You know? How was it?
You know what? I chose not to find out what the inside of a Bahamas jail was like. I was only there for a few hours, and I wanted to make sure that that was the case.
Oh, I ended up getting supplied by the security guard at the hotel we stayed at. Because you're right, the guy on the tarmac just had coke, no weed.
Right.
Yeah, see, I had to get back on the boat in a few hours,
I wanted to make sure that
I could still do that.
Nick, how was it?
You would have been fine. You would have just been baked on a boat.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't know the legality of it. I didn't know if it was cool there or not. I was guessing not.
Oh, it's cool.
My wife and I want to go back there for our anniversary. A couple years, I think we're going to do that.
Isn't it about time for a re-up again?
Nope.
Isn't that every 10 years, didn't you say?
Nope.
I think you did say that.
I think you did.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.